Canada Curious. This is the Yes We Canada podcast, the progressive's guide to getting the fuck out. Episode 41. Tuck yeah!
Hey, I'm Matt Zimbel in Montreal, Canada. Well, Tucker, that worked out pretty well, didn't it?
The following is an interview with the President of Russia, Vladimir Putin, shot February 6, 2024 at about 7 p.m. in the building behind us, which is, of course, the Kremlin.
Tucker Carlson, a right-wing American journalist. Journalist.
Guys, are we actually using that term journalist? Can we fact-check that, please?
Tucker went to Moscow for an interview with Vladimir Putin. Not war, military operation. Not war, military operation. It was the only interview granted to a Western journalist. Now, in journalistic circles, an exclusive, unparalleled booking of a VVIP is called a get. And the interview with Vlad was a get, all right. It was a get bored.
Well, it was not about that the United States wanted to surprisingly strike Russia. I didn't say so. Is it a talk show or is it a formidable, serious talk that we're having?
Here's the quote.
Thank you. It's a formidable, serious talk.
It's a serious talk, okay. You have, you are trained in history, as far as I know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, allow me, I'll allow myself, like, to spend a minute to give you a reference note, a debriefing, if you don't mind that.
Now, you don't get to be a murderous Russian dictator by being stupid. And Vlad played Tucker, his new lapdog, mercilessly.
In 862, when they invited Prince Rurik from Scandinavia.
Oh, Vlad, this is fascinating.
From the Vikings.
Please do tell me more about Rurik, the Scandinavian prince who was invited to rule over the city of Novgorod, the capital of the Rus, the people who would eventually become today's Russians, in the year 862.
The successor of Rurik, Prince Oleg.
Vlad, I know killing is your specialty, but dude, you're killing me here. 862? Really? And then the treaty was completed in 1654, then? What happened next?
Two brothers that used to be in the past, had been in the past, members of the crew of Rurik.
Uninterrupted for 22 minutes, 10 seconds, and 3 frames, Poot droned on with his Russian History 101 for dictators. For so long, he even bored himself.
You know, this debriefing is coming to an end. It might be boring, but it explains. Good. I'm so gratified that you appreciate.
Boring? This is going from Vlad to worse. And then, post-interview, Tucker went shopping, and Putin had Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny executed.
We thought it would be interesting to take a look at a contemporary, modern-day, 2024 Russian grocery store.
Breaking story here on BBC News, and that is that in the past few minutes, Russia's prison authorities have announced that the leading Kremlin critic, Alexei Navalny, has died.
Tuck yeah! Oh, the American right loves their strongmen dictators, and Tucker has become the apologist-in-chief for murderous authoritarian dictators all over the world. What happened, Tucker? Your journalist friends are scratching their heads asking, what happened to you, man? You used to actually be a journalist and a pretty decent writer, and when did you decide that opinion writing was a fiction genre? Okay, let me give you guys the down low on Tucker. He had a traumatic childhood. His mother left the family when he was 6. She moved to France. He never saw her again. Now, I'm not sure trauma like this is the leading cause of becoming an American racist blowhard, but mom leaving at 6? That's gotta hurt. At least his journalist/ambassador dad was supportive. You see, after college, Tucker applied for a job with the CIA and was rejected. But his dad cheered him up. Son, he said, Go into journalism. They'll take anybody. And you progressives are going to love this one. His first job in journalism? You're not going to believe this. He was a fact checker for the Heritage Foundation. They have fact checkers? Oh, man, what for would they have fact checkers? Guys, we just can't put this on the air. We have to fact check this story about the Heritage Foundation having a fact checking department. Control room? Control room. Can you run this down to the Yes We Canada fact checking department, please? We don't have a fact checking department? Oh. Okay. We don't have a control room? Oh. Okay, then.
January 6th, I think, is probably second only to the 2020 election, is the biggest scam in my lifetime. And you know it is because they become completely hysterical when confronted with any facts that deviate from their lies.
Eventually, our tuck-up got hired by the Fox News Network. You know that spin-spewing, sycophantic megaphone for anti-immigrant nationalism, economic populism, and America-first isolationism?
You know, run by Rupert Murdoch, a fucking Australian.
Tucker's job at Fox was to ensure that his viewers got their daily recommended dose of hateful rhetoric. The Fox News Network, where the disadvantaged are told to pull up their bootstraps, be all you can be American. Unless, of course, you're an illegal immigrant, in which case, be all you can be, deport yourself. His show became the highest-rated show on Fox and the most-watched cable news show in America, until one day last fall, when Tucker was unceremoniously fired after Fox agreed to pay Dominion voting machines $787 million to settle a lawsuit for lying to their viewers about the 2020 election. Now, may I just say, Tucker, if you are too toxic for Fox, well, rage on, little white man. Your future is all yours. And so, without Fox, Tucker went home to Maine and built a TV studio and opened up
TCN, the Tucker Carlson Network.
To get warmed up for his big international debut interviewing Putin, as chief foreign correspondent at the Tucker Carlson Network, Tucker decided to come to Canada on what he called his sworn enemy tour. He announced that he was coming north to liberate Canada. And the first stop on his mission? Our Houston, Calgary.
Yeah, yeah, Albert.
But what better way for a frat boy white supremacist to start a visit to Canada than with a prank call to the Prime Minister?
Thank you for your call. You have reached the media line. For all urgent requests, please send your request by email.
Merci pour votre appel. Vous avez atteint la ligne médiatique. Merci beaucoup.
Yes, hi. I couldn't understand the French part, but it's Tucker Carlson calling from the United States. And I'd be grateful if you pass a message on to the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. We are coming to liberate Canada. We are coming to liberate Canada, and we'll be there soon. Merci.
Tuck yeah! The American right is coming to liberate Canada.
Yahoo! Yeah! Oscar Mike Tango uniform, hold my beer, over.
I feel safer already. Fewer gun controls seem to have worked well in America. And of course, I would much rather have an insurance agent be responsible for my family's health care, because insurance agents are much more compassionate than government bureaucrats. It's been clinically proven. Did you get your daily dose of American exceptionalism today? No? Okay, you will. Pie, roll the clip.
Why should we stand back and let our biggest trading partner, the country with which we share the longest border, and actually, I could just say a great country. I love Canada. I've always loved Canada because of its natural beauty. Why should we let it become Cuba? Like, why don't we liberate it? We're spending all this money to liberate Ukraine from the Russians. Why are we not sending an armed force north to liberate Canada from Trudeau? And I mean it.
Sending an armed force north to liberate Canada from Trudeau. Well, I was group thinking about this the other day, and it dawned on me that I have a few questions. And the first question is for CBS, Canadian Border Services. Guys, did it ever cross your minds that in the era of the January 6th normal tourist visit to the Capitol, that maybe you should screen right-wing media figures who are threatening Canada with armed assault maybe a little bit closer? Like, dudes, maybe if you make a threat of violence, you have to go into, like, a different line at customs. Or maybe advocating armed violence should get you banned from speaking publicly in Canada. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I being a liberal snowflake again?
Oh, he came to Canada to tell us about the right-wing conservative policies that are working so well in America. Gun control, health care. Oh, it's all working so beautifully in America.
If promoting an armed invasion of Canada to millions of Americans is not enough to get a white man in a blue blazer, a rep tie, and khaki pants held at the border, I'm not sure what is. As Tucker loves to say, I'm serious, I'm serious. No, sir, you are most decidedly not serious. You and your Yankee scowl are what we call in these parts a useless idiot.
I'm out of control! Unleashed in Canada!
What a great country this is. I've never said this to anyone, including my wife, but...
Oh, and here comes the big reveal.
In Canada, it's official policy that coming out of the closet is good.
Details at 11.
Unless you're the prime minister.
So
I'm going I'm going to reveal something about myself that I've never revealed, which is I am part Canadian. And yes, I am. I actually am part Canadian. And I was thinking this morning, I was like, you know, I always say I'm the only American who's like legitimately interested in Canada, and I am. And I always have been. And I wonder, why am I so obsessed with Canada? And I thought, because I'm part Canadian. You should recognize what is happening to you. This is not a political debate.
It's a great country until you got here.
This is a destruction of you and your culture and your beliefs and your children and your future as a country.
Nobody cares what you think, Tucker.
And that's not overstatement.
Well, these 4,000 people who paid $250 each might think that it's worthwhile listening to you, but the rest of us don't.
If you have a government that is giving fentanyl to your children, as they are in BC, well, they're trying to kill your children.
Give our kids fentanyl. Tuck no. What we are trying to do here, Tucker, is to keep those of our children who have fallen into the tragic life of drug addiction alive long enough to get clean and live productive drug-free lives. You got a better idea, dude? More policing? That's going to work? That'll stop drug dealers from trying to kill their clients? You got proof?
Canada has a lot more violent crime now than it did 20 years ago. Have you noticed? Of course you have. You live here. And if they're telling you you can't defend yourself against that crime, we're going to disarm you. You can't protect your life or your family.
Time to arm up, Canada.
And you're like, oh yeah, it's for the public safety. It's just not a big deal. These are weapons of war. No, they're weapons of self-defense, which you need and deserve as a free person, not a slave.
Weapons of self-defense, he calls them. So how's that working out for you down there in exceptionalist America, Tucker? The first month of 2024, 46 mass shootings in America in 1 month. 98 killed, 121 wounded. Yeah, we gotta get some of that shit up here. You Americans have all the fun. Duck and cover, tuck yeah!
They're taking away your voting power by changing the population of your country, which they are doing, and no one wants to talk about that. Canada has the highest immigration rate in the world per capita. If you change the population of the country, you change the country. And you dilute the voting power of the people who are vested in that country, the people who are born there, who have lived there long term, who understand the history and the culture of the country, who are bought in. And all of a sudden, their vote means much less. It's math. You guys do that. Math. That's horrifying that this is happening. And there's no public debate over it whatsoever. Why do you think that's happening?
Oh, Tucker. Tucker. We need immigrants. We have the second largest land mass in the world. And mostly, it's empty. We need people to work. We need people to make babies. We need people to pay taxes. Listen, Tucker, just like you in the United States, we have lightly educated people up here in Canada. And when you come up here with your tour of bilalicious lies, some of our low-information folks actually believe you.
Geez, sounds about right, eh?
They actually believe that our dignity and dying laws are made so the government can kill people who are not woke enough. They actually believe that their government is giving their children fentanyl. They actually believe you when you tell them that immigrants are bad, not good. They hear your white supremacist dog whistles and they think,
geez, sounds about right.
Tucker, people actually believe you because you have a gigantic, megaphone and a very, very modest moral compass. Those are your people, Tucker, low-information voters and the lightly educated. Remember the Canadian trucker convoy? The protest we call the Bouncy Castle Revolution? Well, Aircheck Tucker on truckers. He called their movement, quote, the single most successful human rights protest in a generation. And the Oscar for most successful human rights protest in a generation goes to BLM! Oh, Tucker, please give us timid Canadians the moral courage to embrace the values of the American right. Give us that open-minded, paleo-conservative view of the world.
You need to change inside. Your attitudes need to change. And your timidity needs to be replaced by bravery. And if you don't agree, tell me how I'm wrong. But I'm not wrong. I'm right. And so the first thing that you need to do before changing anything in your country is to change everything about your heart. You have to be ready for a contest where the stakes are existential, which they are.
So, Tucker, hey, bud, you love Canada, eh? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And actually, I could just say a great country. I love Canada. I've always loved Canada because of its natural beauty.
Tucker, if you love Canada as you profess, do us a favor, tuck off.
Thanks for listening to the Yes, We Canada podcast. Sound design and mix by Paisalen Cutler. Our theme was written by Doug Wild and Matt Zimbel and is performed by Manteca. My name is Lisa Evans, and I'm your announcer. Yes, We Canada is an independent podcast, and you can support our work with a contribution and a monthly subscription by going to patreon.com/YesWeCanada, where your contribution will be deeply appreciated. Until next time.